We are learning Masechtas Pesachim Daf Yigimel Amabez, and we're starting two dots on top of Yigimel Amabez. Learned in the Mishnah that they used to put two chalos, the lashon of the Mishnah is chalos psulois. They used to put two chalos on top of the itztava in front of on the harabayis. That they put two chalos of toida psulois from a carbon toida, and when you took off one challah, you knew you had to stop eating, and when you took off the other challah, you knew you had to stop burning the chametz. That's what the simon was. So we're going to discuss both parts of this, the istava and the chalas. First, we'll discuss the istava. Well, Oydam Rav Yehuda, Shtei chalas. Tani Tana Kamei Rav Yehuda. There was someone saying over a braisa in front of Rav Yehuda, and saying over the Mishnah in front of Rav Yehuda, and he read it like this, Hagav istava. The istava were benches that were around the harabayis. So he said they put it on the bench, on the seat of the bench. That's where they put the chalas. So Rav Yehuda said to him, Amalei, v'chilat zniyim utzarach, are you putting this away? You're trying to make people see it. It's not a good way to make people see it from far away if it's on the bench. Tani, you have to read it like this, agaga itzva. These benches had like an awning to protect them from the sun, from the rain. And therefore, he said, you have to put the chalas on top of the itzva, where people can see it from far away. Once we mention itzva, the Gemara says like this, Amar Chava, Amar Rav Yehuda, harabayis tov kafal hayo. Around the harabayis was two rows of benches, all around the whole harabayis. It was a double stav, which means it was double rows of benches. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Istavanis Haisanikris, it was called Istavanis, that's where the word stav comes from. The stav, the flim stav. It was a benches in front of the benches. The real word stav really means the store owners used to have these tables where they advertise their wares. That was called a stav. And they called it stav because it looked like it was rows and rows of benches, looked like, you know, a shuk. That's why it's called Istavanis, and it was a double stav, double benches going around the harabayis, and then these things had awnings, on top of those awnings, that's where they put the chalas. Now it says they put toida psulois. Now why was it pasul? Amai psulois, why was the toida pasul? Am Rav Chanina, metoich shei merubois nifsalis belina. Since there was a lot, there was nifsalis belina. So before we see the rice, I'll speak it outside. They weren't allowed to bring the carbon toida on Erev Pesach, and even on Pesach, also they couldn't bring carbon tide. Why? Because carbon tide comes with 40 chalas. The reason why there's 40 chalas, we know a famous nitziv that says, because they want to give thanks to Hashem, so you give them so many chalas, it's very hard to eat yourself. You have to call other people to eat. Other people come and eat. They say, why are you eating? They say, oh, I want to thank Hashem for the nes. So that's why you have 40 chalas. Now, added to 40 chalas, 10 of them are chametz, 30 matzah and 10 chametz. So Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to bring the... On Pesach, obviously, you can't bring the tide because it's chametz. Erev Pesach, you cannot bring chametz either. Why not? Because you're going to have to stop eating but after 4 hours or after 5 hours, according to Rav Meir. And the halacha is that you're not allowed to bring something that will become levesa psula. Here it's almost for sure, you're not going to eat so in chalas such a short time. Therefore, on the 14th day, they didn't bring the carbon taida. So when did all the people coming for Oyla Rega bring the carbon? They brought it on the 13th day. So on the 13th day, you had thousands of taidas being brought that day. And Taisantav asked, why don't you wait to bring the taida after Pesach? What if the 13th day you pile on the tithes? Why? Zok tithes yontif, b'shem derav, that it says the pasuk of basa shama vevesim shama. When you come to the oil regal, you have to bring kabanas. Before yontif, you have to bring your kabanas. So therefore, they had to bring on Yud Gimel. So what happened was, the land of being a lot of nicer, because on Yud Gimel, you had thousands and thousands of chalas in town, and you had land of having nicer. That's the land of happening. So let's see it inside now. My psulos, I'm rambling with toich shayim. Rubois themselves doing a tiny little brayse. Aim a vim toida bechaga matzis. Now bring toida on the chaga matzis. Bring chametz because that's chametz. She does pashut. I'm ravad behava. Hocha b'yodalad askina. I'm talking on the 14th day because that you don't bring chametz. You can't bring it on the 14th day. Not only on Pesach, you can't bring it on the 14th day either. Why? Because sava aim a vim kachim based up psul. Because you're not allowed to bring kachim that will sure become pasul. The kuliyam. Therefore, the whole world b'shloisha as the ma'isilu. They bring on the 13th day of Nisan. They bring the carbon toida. Since there's so much, the fsalas belina, which means it's nicer. It becomes possible, you know, wake up in the morning, Erev Pesach, they have a bunch of pasul chalas. Took two of the pasul chalas to put it on top, and the rest of them they burnt right away. It was to burn nicer. The other two they put on top of the itztava, and that's how people knew when to stop eating chametz. That's one pshat, what means our mishnah psulas. Mishnah Rabbi Yana Amru Kasheris Hayu. They were kosher. And the way the Rishonim learned up is like this, that really, also from the 13th day, but anything that became possible lina from the 13th day, they burnt right away in the morning of the 14th. That's the mitzvah of Nisa. You don't keep Nisa around. These were ksheiros that became possible in a different way. It was chalas from Yud Gimel that someone prepared for his carbon, and he landed up not shechting a carbon, the toida, for these chalas. And the halacha is that the chalas get a certain kedusha, a kedushas damim, and when you shech the carbon, it gets kedushas aguf. Kedushas aguf means it's not only hektish, it gives it a din of a carbon, if it's possible, but you'd say it can't be, you can't be paidit, but until you shech the carbon, it's regular kedushas damim, it's like regular hektish, that's cool, it's regular hektish that you could be paidah, and there's no psulim of hektish on, of kedush, of kachim on it. So here, the case was, you had chalas, that you didn't shech the zevach, that's why it's possible. Afraid to give up nishchet, why did it become possible? Shech the carbon. Sha'avar ha-zevach, the toida was lost. I bring a new toida, new behema, and shecht on these chalas. The Gemara answers, the case was, the Omar zu toida zu lachma. You said, this is the toida, and this is the lechem for that toida. Could the rabba, the Omar rabba, avad alechem, if the lechem gets lost, maybe lechem achar. You can bring different lechem for this carbon. Of the toida, but if this carbon, this sheep got lost, ein mevin toida achares. You don't bring another toida for this chala. Because then it's too late already. My time, lechem gal toida. Lechem comes for the toida. Ein toida gal lechem. Toida is not for the lechem. And therefore, what's koiveya is the carbon is the main thing. And if you lose the carbon, you're stuck with the lechem. Frankly, what's the problem? If you didn't shech the carbon, if you're kidding, why can't you paid it? We just said that until you shech the carbon, it's still kushas damim. It's still going to be paid it. So paid it. If you're lechulin, go lechulin. Why does it have to be possible? So Mar says, you're right. El oilam shenishch leleim hazevach. You shech the zevach. And they gave it a certain kedusha, but you weren't mutter to eat it because you didn't have the zrikas dam yet. Who said the zevach gives the kedusha? That's according to Rabbi. Shnishchaleim zevach, you shecht the zevach, v'nishbach adam, and adam spilled. Ukaman ka Rabbi, and like Rabbi, dama Rabbi, shnei dvarim hamatirim, the two things that are matir, ma'ilam zev lo yzeh, ki matir one without the other, which means to a certain extent it gives the kedusha. It means if you have a shechita without the zrika, it'll have enough kedusha that has din of a carbon and can't be paided. But it's not good enough that you can eat it. The tayin, the braisa, kivsi atzeres, halacha is, there's another type of carbon that's matir alechem. And that's the two kvasim you bring on shvuas. It's matir shtei alechem. So kivsi atzeres, eme kachem es alechem, elo b'shechita. The only time it's mekash lechem is only when you add tol shechita. Tol shechita, it's not kaddish yet. When you do shechita, that's when it's kaddish. Okay, tzah shachal l'shmam, zarek dom l'shmam, if you shechted l'shma, the carbon, and you made a zrik l'shmam, then kiddish lechem, then lechem is kaddish, and you're allowed to eat it. Shachal l'shloy l'shmam, let's say shechted l'shloy l'shmam, zarek dom l'shloy l'shmam, like kiddish lechem, doesn't get kaddish, because you didn't have a kasha shechita or a zrika. But let's say shachton l'shman, v'zark dam shloim l'shman. Turns out you only had the shechita. So Rabbi holds kadosh ve'nekad lechem kadosh ve'nekadosh. It's kadosh enough that in kachim you can't be paided, but it's not kadosh enough that you can't eat it. Divrei Rabbi. Rabbi Rav Shimon Amar Lo'ilam ain't a kadosh l'lechem ashishul l'shman v'zivam l'shman. Doesn't get kedusha until you shecht l'shman and you zark dam l'shman. So we're saying that here, where the dam was nishbach, that it can't be paided. It's going according to Rabbi holds that the shechita gives a certain amount of kedusha. So Gemara says, no, fill the tamer of Elazar Rav Shimon, even if you hold like Elazar Rav Shimon, who holds that the lechem is not kadosh until you make zrik also, how come I was getting kadosh to kabel dam, skabel dam? You already caught the dam in a kais, then it got spilled, v'nishbach. And Rabbi Eliezer, Rav Shimon, holds like his father, so like Avuah, his father Rav Shimon holds, don't call Omer Lizrik a zarek dami. Anything is Omer Lizrik is like a zarek, so therefore even for him, will have a kedusha that he can't be paided. Like upon him, let's just recap in this teretz. The teretz was that we're not talking about noisa. Now, like we spoke out from the Rishonim, because noisa they burnt in the morning. We're talking about a toida from Yud Gimel that the dam was nishpach, and therefore you're left with lechem that's kadosh kushus aguf, but you can't eat it. That's why it's possible. Those are the lechem they used every year agaga itztava. That's the case. You can tell me it's not kadosh, because he didn't have a zrika yet. No, so we're going to Rabbi hold shechita kamei kadosh, or going to Rabbi Eliezer, and here it was in the cup already. So Omer Lizrik Gizarek Dami gives it a kedusha already. But the question is that it says every year they put a challah there. Bishlam and Noiso instead of happening every year, maybe because there's so many things in your gimel. Every year they spill the dam. So the Rishonim say, yeah. They were so busy, so many tayyus. Every year some dam got spilled and landed up with these extra lechem to put on top of the roof. That's what happened over here. So that's the two pshat in my Gemara. Now the Gemara is bringing a brisa, two brises that say a little different than our Mishnah. The first bride says not talking about something that's possible. Tana Mishum Rabbi Eliezer Amar Kasher Yisrael was possible to kosher a Toidas. And this man the Yama holds, you're allowed to bring the Toida on Erev Pesach. Kozman Shemunachas Kol Om Oichlim. Kozman, one of them is there, you eat it. And Nitla Achas Mehem, you took off one, Toilim La Oichlim, you didn't eat it, then you stop eating, Loi Sarfim, you don't burn yet. Nitla Shteyem, you took both of them off, Eschilu Kulum Sarfim, you started burning the Chametz. And Toysa speaks out that if they were kosher, so why do you wait to the Isser to take off the chalas? You might say, he's taking chalas and he'd be mafsid b'yadayim. So Taisa says, they took it off right before the sixth hour and we're telling them to shreifa, and they ate it then. Right before the sixth hour, they took it off and they ate it. Ah, you don't eat in the fifth hour. So he says, this is like Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that truma is allowed to eat in the chamesh, and lachmei toida is like truma. This is the bottom Taisa I'm speaking out to you. The bottom Taisa share is how you. Let's about one more pshat. What? Well, eat it what?
That's why they can eat
it right before the Toysa says it has to go with that. Toysa saying you eat it right before the 6th hour. He's saying Kamash is that they're not machbev, they're missing an hour. We didn't make a chilek like that. We said no, they can't eat chametz. No one can eat chametz. He's saying maybe kachum is different. So that's really what we're saying. Chum is different. That's what we were saying. Like a fear of shumah meal, dafka, it sounds like. Who the argued? Who the hold even shumah you couldn't eat? That's one. That's another pshat. Now, like I mentioned, don't like kasheris. And we have a fourth pshat here that this pshat saying it wasn't even chalas. Tanya, Abishal Imer, Shtei Poros, Hayachoshois Bahar Mishcha, there are two cows plowing on Harazesim. Kozman Shteim Chayachoshois, anytime you saw those big cows walking across Harazesim, Kol Am Eichlim, everyone ate the chametz. Nitla Achas, one of them got taken away, Toilim La Eichlim, L'Sarfim. They stopped eating, but they didn't burn yet. Nitla Shteim, we took both of them away, Eschil Kol Am L'Sarfim, then they started burning the chametz. So this wasn't chametz. They didn't use chalas. They used paris. They used paris to make the siman when to stop eating chametz and when to stop burning the chametz.